We are actually having a break, a serious break, coming from our series called Thank God It's Monday. And since we focus much of the work for the past 3 weeks, we did talk about the God who works, the work that works, and the man who works. But because of that, we felt like we need to add one more, and we're going to talk about rest. Everybody say rest. And so instead of calling it Thank God It's Monday, all right, we want to call it today, Thank God It's Sunday. I don't know if you are thanking God because it's Sunday today. All right, and there's a reason why, and that's why we're going to talk about this, and it's called rest from work, or we call it Sabbath. Everybody say Sabbath. Ayun po. Sabi po ng Bible, do not toil to acquire wealth, be discerning enough to desist. All right, in other translation, it says there, do not wear yourself out to get rich, but have the wisdom to show restraint. God wants to let us know the goal here in this life is not for us to get rich. Yung goal po natin sa buhay natin, hindi para magpayaman. Okay? Hindi para puro work para magkaroon ka lahat ng kailangan mo. Para ipakita natin sa mundo, sa pamilya natin, sa relative natin, sa mga kaibigan natin na meron tayo and we're trying to show off with all the accolade, with all the blessing that we have and say, hey look, I have all, hindi ho ganon. Or hindi ho tayo tinawag ni Lord, magkaroon tayo ng buhay para magpayaman. As far as I'm concerned, mayaman na ako. Mayaman na po tayo lahat because we're all rich in Christ. He took all our infirmities, He took all the poverty in this world and exchanged Himself so that we'll live this world having the riches of Christ in us. Can you say amen? So that's the whole point. We don't work for us to get rich, but to show some restraint. And so that's why this is important for us to talk about Sabbath or work, all right? So at this moment, I'd like to ask every one of you, all right, to rise and in reverence with God's word, we're all going to, well, let me read God's word and then we're going to pray. Is that okay? Our text today, this evening, is found in Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 to 11. Here's what the word of God says. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it what? 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you, your son or daughter, nor your manservant or maidservant, nor your animals, not the alien within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, but he rested on seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. For this is the word of the Lord for all of us this evening. Let's start with a word of prayer. Lord, we want to honor you this evening. We say thank you for the power of your word. Lord, I ask that, Lord, you will speak to us. You will comfort us. You will strengthen us. Lord, you will bless the work of our hands. And even as we gather here in this 7 p.m. service, Father, I pray that you will cause us to know you better, that we will have a revelation of who you are as the Lord of the Sabbath or the Lord of the rest. And so may we invite your Holy Spirit to take charge, that you'll be the one to convict us, you'll be the one to transform us, you'll be the one to cause our hearts to be one with you, and that you may draw us closer to you like never before. So I'm asking you, Holy Spirit, that you will anoint the preaching of your word, that you may be the one to do it for all of us, Lord, this evening. We give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone would say, amen. All right. You know, just a person who has this group, they call themselves the 24-hour society. All right. I don't know what it means. Probably siguro gising sila 24 hours a day, no? Okay. Sabi nung author by the name of Martin Moore Eddy, all right, based on what he said, he mentioned that the most notorious industrial accidents in recent years, the Exxon Valdez oil spill in Alaska, the Chernobyl nuclear power plant disaster in Ukraine, the fatal error of Korean Airlines 007 shut down by an interceptor aircraft of the Soviet Union, all occurred in the middle of the night. This may indicate that fatigue, more than anything, was the contributing factor. In other words, when people made the mistake, it's not just a mistake, but a brutal mistake, having a worst scenario that caused a huge disaster simply because people are in fatigue. In fact, when USS Vince Ness shut down an Iranian A-300 Airbus on July the 3rd, 1988, killing all 290 people on board, fatigue stress operators in the High-Tech Combat Information Center, high-tech na to, ah, on the center misinterpreted radar data and repeatedly told their captain that the jet was descending as if to attack when the airliner was actually remaining on a normal flight path. Wow, think about that. The reason we have this disaster is not because, okay, we have a low-tech kind of machine, all right, that it was a malfunction based on a technical difficulty, but simply because of the mistake done by men. And the reason why, simply because men are not resting the way God wants us to rest because it affects our work. Are you here with me? And maybe you are in the position that you wanted to rest, but you can't rest. Miski natulog ka na nga, nag-rest ka na, pero pag gising mo, pagod ka pa rin. Have you ever experienced that? Why you're still tired and weary and still think of the next day, the thing, and you're still thinking of the project that you have in your work? People doesn't have peace nowadays. I remember a personal friend, all right, who is a doctor. May kaibigan po ako. In fact, during those early days when we were in the elementary days, I'm not going to mention the name. He's a doctor, he's a surgeon. Sabi niya ganun. Sabi niya, pare, alam mo, I remember nung there's one time na nag-opera ako. Cesarean. All right? So may staff ako doon. So all of a sudden, sabi niya, nabuksan ko, nakat ko, operahan ko, without knowing that I forgot to ask the anesthesiologist to put an anesthesia. About that. Right? And so nangyari, surgeon siya, binuksan niya, tapos nakalimutan niya, ops, naku, may anesthesia pala. Okay. At hindi lang po yun. Okay? Sabi niya ganun. One time, nag-opera siya. Alright. Wala akong tulog eh. Wala akong pahinga. Okay. Binuksan niya yung katawan. Alright. Tapos sinara niya. Alright. Nakalimutan niya, naiwan niya yung gadget sa loob. And he has to open it again. Alright. It's because, you know, I lack sleep. I'm tired. I'm weary. And so as a doctor, I need to... So, actually, sabi niya, hindi naman siya Christian eh. Actually, that week was a week wherein, you know, I was drunk. All right? And so, and then the next day, I did the operation and I made a mistake. So, buti na lang, he was not charged with that case. All right? Just think about that. There are many mistakes that happen and it becomes a disaster simply because of this so-called rest that people lack in their lives. And because of this that happened, what choices do we make? There are two choices. Is that you could rest in God or you could just rest in peace. All right, just what's your choice? Name it. I remember pastoring a church back in our U-Belt, when I was still a pastor in U-Belt, being the senior pastor there. I totally forgotten myself. I was so consumed about work. Even on Mondays, I would really... Well, I just want to say that, you know, we pastors, we work. This is our work, Sunday. Tomorrow is our rest day, okay? And so we rest. Meron naman kaming rest day. Pero nung ako'y pastor pa nung nasa U-Belt po tayo, Victory Church. I pastored there for 4 years. I've totally forgotten myself. Grabe, sobrang stress na stress ako. Nakalimutan ko sarili ko, hindi ako nag-exercise. I was a basketball player. I really forgot to play basketball for years. I didn't run, I didn't exercise, I didn't work out. Wala, it's all a matter of work, work, work. And so if you're work, 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 then the tendency is for you to eat, eat, eat. All right? And lack sleep, all right, that you cause you to eat some more and more. Tapos nagpupuyat ka pa, dami mo kinakausap, akala mo you're giving God a favor, but it was a wrong mindset about work. And let me tell you this, I was a pastor, I totally forgot it myself. So there was a guy, one of our leaders, who gave me a poster, and the poster says, Pastor Mark, remember, even God rested after his 6 days of work.
It was reminding me that, hey, pastor, you know, we like you, we love you, all right? But you got to understand, you got to rest, all right? And having rest is biblical. And based on the scripture that we read, true enough that if rest is not important to God, then God would not have written that as one of the Ten Commandments. You understand this? Kung hindi importante kay Lord yung rest, di sana hindi niya na sinulat as one of the Ten Commandments. But ni Lord, sinulat ni Lord yon. Kasi nga, importante yung rest. Importante yung Sabbath. So bakit importante yung Sabbath para sa atin? Why rest is important? Here's why. Number one, because God Himself rested and enjoyed His work. All right? Why do we need to rest? Because our God that we serve, even He Himself rested. And not only He rested, but He also enjoyed His work. And the big question is, why would God rest? Did he get tired? Eh, di ba Joshua, di ba sabi sa Bible, he would not get tired and weary, right? He never sleeps. But why would God rest? The reason why God would rest is simply because to enjoy what He did. And that's what the scripture tells us in the book of Genesis. When He created heaven and earth, and after He created, okay, for 6 days, on the seventh day, the Bible tells us that He rested, and enjoyed the work of His creation. And that's why I just want to let you know, all right, even God, okay, is a God who would like to enjoy His creation. How many of you believe that we are all God's creation? Let me tell you this, God wants to enjoy you. If God rested, then let me tell you, then there's no right for us not to rest. But all the more, we need to be like God. If He rested and He's God, then I'll need to be like Him, that I need to rest as well. Can you say amen? Si Lord, hindi po KJ. Okay, hindi KJ si Lord. Gusto niya, okay, yung rest natin as something to do based on what He wants, not what we like and what we want to do on our rest day. Kaya nga, the goal of this series is, if there's anyone who gives an example, a better way to learn what His rest means, it's going to be God Himself. That's why the God that we serve, He is the Lord, or the God of the rings. No, the Lord of the rest. He's the Lord of the Sabbath. All right? God Himself rested and enjoyed His own work. Wow. Woo! I never thought that God wants to enjoy me. I thought He just wanted to relate with me. But just the revelation of you being in the presence of God, the truly discipleship is relationship. You are here not because to work things out. No, you are here out because of our relationship. And because of our relationship, the outcome of that relationship is that we're going to do what He wants. We're going to do what He wills for us to advance His kingdom and do His purpose. Why? Because of coming from that motivation that we have our relationship with our Heavenly Father, with our Lord Jesus Christ. Can you say amen? God Himself rested and enjoyed His work. Second, why do you think rest is significant? Because God established a day of rest to recharge and bless us. He wants to bless you and recharge you. How many of you believe that we are made to work? God created us to work. But in the same breath, God also created us to rest. How much more to rest in God and rest with God? And so, importante po, tingnan natin uli, yung sinabi natin kanina, sabi po na scripture, remember, okay, emphasize the word, remember the Sabbath day. So, God established a day of rest to recharge us. But how? For us to remember. First, we are to remember the day of Sabbath. Means, remember the Sabbath rest. Means, He wants to let us know, hey, look, we need to set aside a day for me. We don't forget to take a day off. You've been sweating so much. You've been working so much. Here's the question. When is your day of rest? And if that day is a day of rest, are you resting? Or you still are working? Well, that's not a day of rest. Sabi ni Lord, remember, never forget, set aside a day of rest. Because that day is the Lord's day. That very specific day is for me and for you, that we need to enjoy one another. And here's the point. If it's a day of rest, it's not a matter of slowing down. Slow down ka muna. Relax ka muna. And then after eating, then you go back to your work. No, 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 no. God is not telling us to slow down. He wants you to shut down and shut off and get rid of the worries, what you're going to do tomorrow, this coming week, whatever situation you're into, business deals, that I cannot miss this. No, no, no. You shut it off, shut it down. You spend time with me and I'll take care of the rest. And we don't realize that. We just thought, Lord, I pray that Lord bless me in work ko, ito gagawin ko, but hindi natin na-realize yung importance na sinasabi ni God. Pahinga ka muna, anak. Kailangan mo ito. Pahinga ka muna. Para sa atin dalawa. It means stop everything you do for the whole day. For the Sabbath day is for the Lord's. Are you here with me? We need to remember. Set aside a day. I just want to say this. Well, necessary. Yung pag sinabi bang Sabbath, Pastor, ito ba yung Sunday? Well, para sa amin po, hindi nga Sunday. This is work for us, no? And for us, tomorrow is our rest day, our Sabbath day. And maybe for some of you, your work falls on a Sunday. Okay? Maybe siguro call center ka, biglang wala kang choice. Diba? The company sets the tone, the schedule for you. It falls on a Sunday. Not necessarily that we follow as in legalistically Sunday, Sunday siya. Hindi po yun. You set aside a day. Now it's up to you, really. What's important is the spirit of the Sabbath. That there is a declared day for you and God on your rest with Him. Does that make sense? So whether it's a Sunday or Monday, maybe siguro ka pa Wednesday, well, it's fine. But the whole point is you set a day, meaning you remember the Lord's day. It's the Lord's day. Does that make sense? We don't just remember, but we keep it holy. Sabi sa Bible, meaning the word holy means set apart. You gotta set apart. Set a day and set apart for that rest day of yours to focus on me and me alone. You get a picture? Means to say our whole attention, our whole effort, all our time is really focused on God. Ibig sabihin, hindi ka nakakain, hindi ka na... No, 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 I'm not saying that. The whole point is God sees the heart. All right? But He wants all your attention and focus on Him because you need to rest in God. Kailangan mo to eh. Kaya nga paminsan restless ka pa rin kasi nga wala ka rest day. Yung rest day natin, hindi kay God, sa sarili lang natin. I'm gonna touch that in a while. Paminsan pa nagre-rest po tayo, di ba? How do we spend our rest? The whole day, Facebook, Twitter, watching the internet, hello, communicating with your friends, in your cell phone, all this media thing. You bombard yourself with all this stuff that you have forgotten the Lord. God says, never forget the Sabbath day. Does that make sense, my friends? And here's the point. Keep it holy. And the more you get rest, listen to this, the more you get holy. I don't know if He wants to be holy. We are already holy. And we appreciate that on the basis of our rest. The more you spend time with God in your rest day and keep it holy, the more you will become and have become holy. Does that make sense? So God wanted us to remember, to make it holy. He established a day, not just for us to remember, not just for us to keep it holy, but on your Sabbath rest, God is working for us. What do you mean by that? Pag sinabi po nating rest, the meaning of rest is to lean on something. Everybody say, lean on something. In other words, when you rest on a specific day, all right, you don't lean on your work, you don't lean on your job, you don't worry at all, everything's shut down with your family, you are leaning on God on the day of your rest. And if you lean on God, how many of you believe that God will work for you and through you and in you on our advantage? We don't realize this. We lean and depend on trust in God to provide us not just on the 6 days of work, but even on the seventh day when we ourselves will take a rest. On the day of Sabbath, you shall not do any work. And here's the point. Why do you think people do work on a Sabbath, on the rest day? Alam niyo po ba kung bakit? Because they don't trust God. They don't lean and depend on God. Sila pa rin, effort ko, work. And they thought they could get so much favor in their work. You work there without God, you're not able to get a very lasting fruit in what you work for. And sometimes, when we rest, God is not in our own rest day. Why? We're consuming so much. Kaya ngayon, yung pag-iisip po natin, lahat-lahat po sa atin, isip natin about producing, about getting to something, about what will you do, what will you buy, all our needs, what I want, what will happen next week, what the needs of my kids. I have nothing against that. I'm also in that mode. But the whole point is God wants to work things out for you in the day of your rest. Are you here with me? Sabbath rest is not the absence of work, but it's God working. Everybody say, God working for me. It's God working for you. He makes things happen for you. You don't believe? Right from the very beginning. When God created Adam, and he gave them authority to work. Okay, name the animals. Okay, take authority. He started to name them. Guess what? At the end of the day, he got tired and he fell asleep. Guess what happened? God says, that guy's a need. He needs a mate. I know everyone's need. This guy has a need. The one that I created has a need. And I'm going to feel and meet that need. In the midst of his sleep, God was at work creating a person exactly for Adam. And he's at work during the time of his rest. Do you get a picture? And some of you here, you have to realize that instead of struggling and pouring out for this specific girl or this specific guy, let me tell you, that's why it doesn't work out. You know why? Because God is not there. You have not trusted God for your future mate, just exactly for you. Ikaw pa rin masusunod. Pero si Lord was at work. Yung para kay Adam, ginagawa niya ng paraan. He was at work because there is a need. Let me tell you this, God wants to bless us. When you rest, God will do the rest. Are you here with me? How many of you are convinced that we need to rest in order for God to do his work for us? We all needed this. You got to have your own rest. Amen? God will bless the day of our rest. In Exodus 20 verse 11 says, therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. The word to bless is to favor. It means to endue with power for success, prosperity, fecundity, longevity. It means fruitfulness, the quality of producing fruit, the power of producing or bringing forth in abundance. In other words, miski hindi po tayo nagwo-work, si Lord po yung nagwo-work sa atin para for us to bring that abundance, that place of prosperity, meaning you did not work out for it. It was God who was working out in our favor. Can you say amen to that? How many of you wants to be blessed and wants to experience abundance? Maybe it's time for you to shut off and make a decision. Lord, I need to rest. How many of you would, this is the first time you hear about this. And how many of you, or somehow you're guilty of that. I'm guilty too. And we have to make a decision. We got to take some time to rest. Tindi ni Lord. Woo! Si Lord yung gumagawa para sa atin. Ikaw nagpapahinga ka. Panay ang work mo kasi kaya hindi mangyayari yung gusto ni Lord sa'yo. Ayaw mo magpahinga. Kailangan mo matulog, no? A classic example really is one of the great men of God, a Filipino, who was brilliant actually. Back in 1957, this guy was a graduate cum laude in engineering from University of the Philippines. And he found himself taking master's degree in engineering at MIT by the name of Bertram Lim. Bertram Lim relied on his intellectual abilities and complete the course. Here's what happened. Sobrang talino niya. Nag-take siya na exam sa MIT. Pag-take niya, baksak siya. And he never flunked. He never had a failure grade. So he put out all his energies. Nag-take na naman siya na exam. Baksak na naman siya. And the Lord was dealing with him. You gotta trust me in this. Hey, Lord, sabi niya ganun, I'm frustrated. I'm focusing on my own ways, my own working, my own energy and strength. He said, Lord, I'm gonna sleep. And then he slept the rest day. He did not study. The next day, he took the exam. He got 100%. The second day, he took the exam. He got 100%. The third day, he took the exam. He got 100%. The Lord was with him during his time of rest because God was blessing him. And he says, you needed rest. Let me do it for you. And he got 100%. Can you say amen? Not only that, you know what happened? Here's what happened. Bertram finished his 2-year course in just 9 months. Never in the history of MIT, a guy and a Christian Filipino, 2 years, he finished it with 9 months. You know why? He got a revelation of what rest is about, that he needs to take some time of rest and rely on God for God to work out for his own way. Can you say amen to that? Can you give the Lord a big, big hand of praise for that? Ano, kumbisa tayo. Kailangan natin magpahinga. Puro tayo trabaho, wala naman nangyayari. Hello? Sobrang energy pagdating doon, kinakabahan ka, you're sweating, hindi mo alam gagawin. Kailangan ko ng prayer, pastor, magta-take na ako ng exam. Para yung work mo, kailangan mo na promotion, napunta sa iba, hindi ka kasi nagre-rest. Wala kang sabat. How many of you believe that's a revelation from God? Praise God for the... Thank God it's Sunday, hallelujah. Alright? Alright, what else? You want more stories? All right. Sige. Ay maniwala, 1924 Olympics. A guy by the name of Eric Liddell, who's a Christian, gave himself to the Lord, made Jesus Lord of his life. The race fell on the day Sunday. And here's what he said. That's the Lord's day. The country sent me. But it fell on Sunday. It's the Lord's day. I am not going to race and run. But there's another race the next day. I'm going to run. You know what? He chose not to run on a Sunday. But he chose to run on a Monday. 2 events. He missed the other one. But he ran on a Monday, which he won gold medal. The Lord was at work already for him on a Sunday, for him to run on a Monday, because he chose to run on a Sunday, which is the Lord's day. And here's the bottom line. The guy who won that event on the Sunday, which he was supposed to run, who received the gold medal first place, when he received that gold medal as the winner of that event, you know what happened? The guy has no peace. God has no, he has no joy. End up frustrated. While he had the peace of God and the joy of the Lord, because he ran for God, not for the crowds, not for his country, not for fame, not for his own glory, but I'm going to run for Jesus. Can you say amen to that? The Lord blessed and was at work during the time of his rest. Woo! Convinced na ba kayo? Hindi pa rin. Kailangan natin mag-repent. Sa totoo lang po. We got to repent. You've been focusing so much on your work. You've forgotten the Lord did a day of rest. Okay? Ito pa. From our own church. One of our leaders. A real estate broker in San Valley. Alam niyo San Valley, dyan sa Antipolo, di ba? Real estate owner. Sabi niya, I'm happy to inform you that God answered our prayer. During prayer and worship night last Thursday, July 9, na-approve na po yung 35 million house and lot, that's the house she is selling. Glory to God for the answering our prayers. And we asked, do you work on a Sunday? Sabi niya, no, I don't work on a Sunday. The Sunday is for the Lord. I do victory group. I'm leading victory group. I attend church. I do ministry. For she has devoted that day for the Lord. But God has rewarded her for her faith in obedience to keep the Sabbath. And the Lord granted her that deal. I don't know how much she received, but that's a huge deal. Think about that. she decides not to work on a Sunday. But God was working for her to grant that deal to her. Can you say amen to that? We got to rest. Why? God wants to infuse you with His strength, and He wants to bless the work of our hands. It's a day for us to keep us strong with God. It's a day to rejuvenate, to refresh. Kasi usually po, ang mindset ng tao, pag when it comes to work, 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 work. Pagdating na Friday, Saturday, ay, kailangan ako mag-rest kasi nag-work ako. Hindi po ba? Ganon? Pero kay Lord, iba. First day, rest ka. Tayong dalawa, Lord. Enjoy na tayo kay Lord. Nire-recharge ka ni Lord, ibibigyan ka ng wisdom. Si Lord nagwa-work. Gusto mga kailangan mong gawin. Pagdating mo the next day, work, 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 work. Prosperity, abundance, fruitfulness. And that's a promise from the Lord. I just want to say this. Amen? God wants us to enter His rest so we can enjoy Him. Here's a question. Have you ever wondered why God created man on the sixth day, not on the first day? Have you ever thought of that? Why 6 days? Why not on a Monday, first day? Kasi, di ba? Bakit kinerate mo na yung heaven and earth, lahat, all the cosmos, all the system out there? Why is that? God created us on the sixth day so that the next day when He woke up, He will see God enjoying us, seeing Him that He's available for us with all the work He has done that we may enjoy God. Did you get a picture? And that's the reason why God created us on the sixth day, not on the first day. If God created us on the first day, imagine all the things that we could think. God is what's at work. I probably work the rest of my life. But that's not the case. That's why God didn't create us to be God. He worked on the first day. We don't work on the first day. We rest in God on the first day. Why? For us to enjoy Jesus. Question is, how do we do this? How do we do and spend our day of rest? You got to set aside the time. You got to set aside a day. I'm not talking about, time. I'm talking about a day. Number one, set aside the day. Letter A, go to Jesus. Let's sit at the lap of Christ. That we will have the childlike faith. That God wants us to be a son again, no matter how what age you're into. That we're just going to enjoy Jesus. That God wants to infuse strength. That He wants to strengthen you. He wants to give you peace. He wants to give you joy in preparation for the job coming. He wants to give you that strength that you need, the wisdom that you need. He wants to prosper you. He wants to bless you. He wants to refresh you. And it's going to happen because He Himself is a God of rest. We get our rest, our strength, our peace, our joy, our wisdom from God Himself. Can you say amen to that? We spend time to worship Jesus. We sit at His lap. One of the great men of God in the history of the church, but in Augustine of Hippo, he says, our hearts are restless till they find rest in You. Where are we going to find our rest? Where? Watching movies? Going to Starbucks? Where do you find rest? Go to Boracay? We find our rest in God. If you want to have a real kind of rest, a God-centered kind of rest, then our hearts will never be at rest if not for us to find our rest in God Himself. Amen? What else? We receive His promise by faith. Hebrews 4:22-23 says, because those who heard it did not combine it with faith. Now we who believed enter the rest. Everything's boils down with faith. And God wants to let you know, listen, that every time there's a day of your rest, God is assuring you of the promise that He has for us. Kaya paminsan wala tayong ka-faith. Kasi nga, wala tayong time kay God. We don't even open the Bible. Para isang, baka nga ngayon, one verse ka pa rin. Ilang taong ka na kay Lord, one verse ka pa rin. Baka one chapter. Ano ma? Para kinain mo sa umaga, ano kinain mo sa umaga? Kalahating pandesal. Woo, lakas ko. Tatakbo ako mamaya. Okay, may ano ako mamaya, may meeting ako. Ano kinain mo? Kalahating pandesal. Wow. Woo. Are you getting this? We receive the promise by faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. It's a matter of hearing His voice once again. It's a matter of God assuring you with His promise, telling us how much He loves us, telling us that He has a great plan and a great destiny and a great hope, not just for us, but for our future as well. Can you say amen? Next one, never be disobedient. Hebrews 4:6, it still remains that some will enter that rest. And those who formerly had the gospel preached to them did not go in because of their disobedience. Kaya tao restless pala and stress out. Bakit? Disobedient. They don't give importance of God's rest. It's a matter of faith and obedience. If you obey, now there's God's fruit will come your way. I just want to let you know that. It's both faith and obedience so that we will not fall in disobedience and unbelief because those who had did not enter God's rest. There is a rest that God is waiting for us. We need to set it out for Him, not us, not Him setting out for us. Nandoon na si Lord, tayo mismo lang magsaset ng day for God. Amen? Last but not least, make every effort. Do whatever it takes to enter that rest. Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest so that no one will fall by following their example of disobedience. You got to fight for your Sabbath. You got to say no. May appointment, baka malus ko. It's a choosing your what you want, the business deal, or you choose God. How many of you want to be like Eric Little? Just because of that decision, the world knows him because of that decision. He prioritized his time, his day with the Lord. And I hope the same way with us. The Lord wants to bless us. The Lord wants to strengthen us and have that peace. You don't have peace because you don't have the time of rest. In conclusion, here's what the Word of God says. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 to 30. Sabi ni Lord, come to me. All you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you what? Some of you here, you've been striving. You've been struggling. Work, 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 work. So much weariness. So much burdensome. God wants to give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for, what's that? Your body? No, not your body. Even your souls. Kaya para tayong nag-worry parate. Gusto natin mag-rest pero hindi tayo makarest. Wala kang peace. Wala kang joy. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I want to pray for some of you. Number one, I want to pray for you that you've been working and working. You don't have rest. I just want to pray that you will have that conviction. You'll make the decision, Lord, I never thought how important rest is. But I'm struggling. Actually, I love to work. Yeah, you should love your work. But as much as you love your work, I hope you love to have that day of rest. And that day of rest is your rest in God, that you may enjoy Him. For God to assure you, for God to give you what you want. Another group of people I want to pray for in a while is this. You have your own rest. But God is not in that rest. You spend time with yourself. You spend time with all this media and all this social networking. So all this, God is not there. And we got to say sorry. We got to repent. God wants to bless us. That's His promise. It's part of the Ten Commandments. Everything boils down by faith, by obedience, making a decision. Lord, that day is for Jesus. I'm not going to touch on that. Can we just bow our heads right now? Lord, we come to you today. We say thank you. You're the God who works. And work comes from you. And we should be working the way you work, with excellence, with dignity. Work with integrity, with humility and kindness. At the same time, Lord God, you want us to rest. Because you give importance to our relationship. Lord, I pray, let this be a revelation that we are going to make a decision. Is that a conviction that He will set a day and a set a time and set apart what is for you. And so here we are as a church. I pray for those people right now who's been working and working and working, yet, Lord, we honestly, Lord, there's no rest. If that's you, I want to pray for you right now. Lord, I pray for those people today who falls into that category. You've been working. You've been working hard, as a matter of fact. But it seems that instead of you receiving the fullest, you receive half. Yes, you're blessed, but not the full blessing. Not the abundance, the prosperity that God has for you. Why? Because you've been working and not letting God be involved, and not you spending time with God and enjoying Him and having that Sabbath, that you would make a decision to make it holy, to remember, so that God will work in your behalf. Lord, I pray for those people, that we will make a decision and we will repent, Lord, for striving. We repent for not including you, Lord. And I realize that you're God of work, that you're God of rest as well. I just want to pray for some of you here that you set a time of rest, but God is not involved. It's just you. It's just your family. It's just your business. Still, rest day mo, pero may ginagawa ka. Dami mong ginagawa. Dami mong errands. Dami mong nagagawin. Wala si Lord talaga. But God wants you to take this seriously because He wants to bless you. He wants to have a revelation of who God is in you. Lord, I pray for those people, Lord God, who have the time of rest, but Lord, we say sorry for focusing on ourselves, focusing on what we want and the things that needs to be done, instead of you, who will be the one to give us what we want and to meet all our needs. So Father, I'm asking you today that you will have the conviction, that we will have the time of Sabbath, a rest day, because you are the Lord of the rest. That the first day is a day of rest, so that you will bless the work of our hands. Can we just raise up our hands to the Lord today, all across the place? Just raise up our hands to the Lord, all across the place. Just want to pray for us right now. Lord, with our hands lifted up, Lord, these hands are yours. Lord, you created it, and you caused these hands, Lord, to be a blessing. You caused these hands for us to work. You've used their hands, Lord God, for us to work. But yet, Lord God, you will cause this hand to put here in our side, to lift it up to you, so that we will surrender, so that we will acknowledge that you are the Lord of our lives, that we need to rest these hands. We need to rest our bodies, our spirit, our minds, our soul, our emotions, Lord, only for you. And so as we lift our hands, Lord, I pray that you will release your spirit afresh from your people, that we will have a different encounter with you, that we will have a different hunger and thirst with you like never before, that we will choose to have a time with you, just between you and me, Lord, you and us, that we will sit there at your lap and enjoying you and enjoying our Maker, enjoying God, enjoying Jesus, Lord, in our midst. So, Father, here we are as we lift up our hands, that you will renew our spirit, that we will renew our minds, that we, as your people, that we will be people of rest. So, Father, have your way. Holy Spirit, release your grace. Release your spirit afresh for all of us right here, right now. Thank you, Lord God.